We're in Simin Reish Mem Ches, and we're up to Siv Dalet, the last Siv here. We just learned the halacha that we go with the Rishonim that hold that getting into a boat before Wednesday, when you know that there's a chance that you're going to end up being Mechalel Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, is permissible because you don't have to think about it 3 days before Shabbos, or more than 3 days before Shabbos, or if you're going with Var Mitzvah. Based on that, we have another halacha. Hayotzim b'shayara b'midbar. People that are going with a caravan, with a bunch of people out into the desert, a group of people that are traveling the desert. V'akol yodim shem tzrichim l'chalal Shabbos. Everybody understands that they're going to end up being mechalal Shabbos. Ki mipnei ha-sakana lo yuchlu la'ake b'midbar b'shabbos levadom shloshos yom. Lo yuchlu la'ake b'midbar b'shabbos levadom. Because they know they can't just sit there and do nothing for a whole day in the desert. It's dangerous. Shlosh yomim kodem Shabbos asurim lotzeis. If it's within 3 days of Shabbos, it's asur. Ubiyom rishon sheni v'shlishi. Whereas on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, mutter lotzeis. It is mutter for them to go. The reason being, like we just saw before, that you don't have to think about the fact that you're going to end up doing malacha because of pikuach nefesh. And if at the end you end up having to be Mechal Shabbos, that's because of Pikuach Nefesh, and it's permissible. And there's no Chil Shabbos. So one condition was it's within 3 days of Shabbos. It's more than 3 days before Shabbos, meaning it's only on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Or another situation where it's Mutter is Vaola le'Eretz Yisrael, the same thing, someone who's going to Eretz Yisrael, so that's a Dvar Mitzvah. If he gets a group of people that are traveling even on Erev Shabbos, given the Dvar Mitzvah, Yochol Lifrosh, but Uposek Imahem Lishpos, you have to make up with them that you're going to rest, that you're not going to travel on Shabbos. Whereas, if in the middle they say, no, we're not stopping, because of Pikuach Nefesh, he can continue walking with them even though it's outside the Tchum. So this is the similar halacha, that within 3 days of Shabbos, you have to think about Shabbos, and also if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, you don't have to think about it even within 3 days of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out here that unlike the case of the boat, where it's only a suffix that you may have to break Shabbos, here you're vadai going to end up breaking Shabbos. You know that you're going to walk on Shabbos, and this is Tchumim Daraisa. You're going to take a long journey out in the desert. There is Tchumim Daraisa. Here you must, for real, make up with them not to walk on Shabbos. Here it's not just a formality, and here it's the ikuva. Not only that, but even if you know for a fact that you're going to be over in Issa Drabanan, even that is Asr. With regard to the heter of Dvar Mitzvah, so some hold that it's only if you're moving to Eretz Yisrael. Others are Megal, and they say even if it's just to walk in Eretz Yisrael, to visit, every Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, and therefore even that is enough to justify going when you know that you may have to be Mechal Shabbos, where you're posigimo not to walk on Shabbos, but you know there's a good chance that he won't respect that at the end. Now further, v'nichnas li'irachas b'Shabbos, if you get to a city on Shabbos, mahalachas kula, you're allowed to walk in the entire city. V'afilu hinichu michutz la'ir v'rotz li'kanes li'ir muter, even if they left you just outside the city, you're allowed to walk in. Given the levar mitzvah nafak yesh lo'apayim amal ruach, because you have 200 amos in every direction since you went Lidvar Mitzvah, and if that includes a city, then you can walk in the entire city. Whereas what happened if you went out Be'isser, you should not have gone, it was not Lidvar Mitzvah, and you went within the days that you're not allowed to go, there all you have are Dalet Amos, unless you were a shogeg, unless it was really totally beyond your control. Hagot, says the Ramon now, Kol makom shadam holach l'schora oliras pnei yesh omrim. Kol makom shadam holach l'schora oliras pnei chaveru chashva kol dvar mitzvah. There are those who say that doing business is a dvar mitzvah. Seeing a friend is dvar mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, doing business means even if you're doing it just for the sake of getting rich, not just for your parnasa. All of this is mitzvah. Vein chashal dvar reshus rakash holach l'tayel. Only if you're going to walk around, only that's considered. Touring is not a mitzvah. They hold that everything is considered Dvar Mitzvah. We will not protest because they have whom to rely on. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, the only place that you can rely on this for something that's not a real Dvar Mitzvah is where you know that there's such a minhag. And also only for going on a boat where it's a suffix, but going with a group of people that's walking in the desert where you pretty much know that you're going to end up having to be Mechal Shabbos by walking, there you should not rely on these things as calling to call in Dvar Mitzvah. It's got to be a Dvar Mitzvah Mamish.